Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me in studio now, a couple of members of Prairie Wildfire. Got Morgan Blaney and Sage Palzer in studio. Ladies, thank you for taking the time here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we were just talking before we went on air. You've got the day off of school, so we appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us here this morning. I'm sure our listeners appreciate it as well. Now, Prairie Wildfire, would you guys, would you call yourselves a bluegrass band? Is that the official
category?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And so just a couple quick questions here before we let you go off. I know you've got your instruments in hand ready to roll here. I'm going to ask you first. Just let everyone know what instrument you play and how long you've been playing it.
I play the upright bass, and I've been playing for about 5 years now, I think.
All right. And Sage, same thing.
I play the mandolin, mostly. I've been playing that for 8 years, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
And you also are the singer, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, and how long have you been singing?
As long as I can remember.
Okay. And so you guys have maybe some upcoming gigs. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. I can see you're itching to get into it. So let's jump into the first song. Do you have a title for it?
It's called How Blue.
All right.
Yeah. How blue can you make me? How long till I heal? How can I go on loving you when you're gone? How blue can I feel? Oh, honey, why did you leave me? Ain't you got a heart left in your chest? I swear to you that I'm dying. My mind body rest. How blue can you make me? How long till I heal? How can I go on loving you when you're gone? How blue can I feel? If I sink any lower, I'll go. If I cry anymore, I'll go. Lord, there ain't no relief to this missing you grief. How long can you torture my mind? How blue can you make me? How long till I heal? How can I go on loving you when you're gone? How blue can I feel? How can I go on loving you when you're gone? How blue can I feel?
Excellent job. How long have you been playing that song?
A year.
I don't know.
A year,
yeah,
maybe?
About
like
a year
that.
Or so?
No, less than a year, because we started in June last year.
Right.
Okay. So if you if you pick up a new song, how many times do you kind of need to play it, practice it, before you feel comfortable going on stage with it at a show?
Oh, gosh. It depends.
Yeah.
It really does.
Some songs it takes twice as long as others, and we don't have the confidence to perform it for a long time, but then other songs is kind of like, okay, let's try this. If it crashes and burns, then okay.
So be it.
And so how long have you guys been playing together as a band?
3 years.
3 years.
Two years now? I know I see you guys have gigs all over town all the time, and people seem to really enjoy it. What do you have coming up for shows?
Well, we're actually working on recording our first album right now.
Oh, okay.
And so on March 2nd, we are going to have what we're calling a send-off concert. And that's the day before we leave for Fort Collins, Colorado, to record our album. So tickets are $10. We have them. So. Mm-hmm.
And so you talk about recording your album. And how long does that take then? You're going to go down to Fort Collins. How long are you going to be down there to get this thing done?
We're going to be in the studio for 3 days.
Okay. So that seems pretty fast, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of tight, but we're thinking that we can get it all laid down in that time.
Sure. So. And where can people find this album once it's out?
We actually have pre-bought albums on our website.
Okay.
And also when we have them, they'll be on our website or kind of wherever we're playing.
Sage, would you like to mention what our website is called?
It is called prairiewildfireband.com.
So. Okay. prairiewildfireband.com. And people can also follow you on Facebook, I assume?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And so you mentioned you got that coming up on the 2nd of March, was that right? Your send-off concert?
Yep.
As you go to is this the first album you guys will have done?
Yes.
Yeah, we're really nervous, but we're really excited too. So.
Yeah, it seems like something that would be nervous and excited.
Yeah,
at the same time.
Equally.
And so, how long have you been working on the songs that are going to be on this album?
Actually, one of our songs is the first song that we've ever played, so it's kind of a collection of all of the songs that we've had.
Greatest hits.
Yeah.
Over these past 3 years, we've worked up so many songs, mm-hmm. and we all have our favorites, and so we picked out some.
I think we have one new song as well, so
okay. It's
kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
How many songs are going to be on the album total?
10 to 12.
10 to 12?
Yeah, okay. It kind of depends on how many we can get within the time frame.
Okay. And so is Fort Collins the closest place with studio access, that sort of thing?
There are a few closer, but our producer and friend from Front Country, Jacob Grootman, is kind of the studio that he recommended and was able to set us up with. It's one of his friends, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And so you mentioned that people can get that on your website. They can pre-order if they'd like to. I'm sure at your gigs you'll be selling those albums as well.
Oh yeah.
So people can see you there.
Oh yeah.
Let's do another song. What do you guys have for us this time?
Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. It's an exciting one.
I hear that train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know where I've been stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on, but that train keeps rolling. I'm down to Sandy's home. When I was a baby, my mama told me, hun, always be a good girl, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Excellent job on Folsom Prison Blues. That's an oldie and a favorite of many.
Including us.
Here's a question for you, and it'd be a rough estimate. I'm sure you don't have an exact number, but how many hours a week would you say you practice?
Oh, Lord.
A lot.
I mean, we spend a lot of time around each other anyway, because we're all in high school and we're all in band and jazz sort of things. And so we spend a lot of time around each other all it is. I'm the chauffeur. I'm the only one who can drive so far. I mean, I like to think sometimes we count our car rides as practicing, because we don't, all of the times we don't turn on the radio, we just sing ourselves.
Yeah, sure.
But
car ride karaoke?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really, oh, yeah. True.
Or writing songs in the car.
We do that quite often. We do that a lot. And so it depends. We've practiced a lot getting ready for our CD recently. So
yeah, I would imagine getting ready to put out an album, you probably crank up the practice time.
Yeah, we did.
And too, in the summer, we have a lot more kind of fun gigs that we do, and that's a lot of times also our practice as well.
Absolutely. And what would you say, I'm going to ask each of you this, we'll start with Morgan. What would you say your favorite part of being in Prairie Wildfire is?
No.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, no. Well, sometimes I like Sage. No, just kidding. Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's just such a different experience. I mean, if you'd asked me 6 years ago, I would have never seen about who I am now. It would have seemed impossible. And so, I mean, there's something about playing with two other girls my age in a bluegrass band that's just, if you think about it, it's phenomenal how many teenagers get to do that. And so that's just the concept that I'm doing is probably my favorite part. So.
Absolutely. And Sage, same question. Favorite part of being in the band?
Definitely everything that Morgan said. And I think along with that, too, is how much support we're really getting. It's kind of crazy to think about it sometimes because, I don't know, just the fact that we're in a band and we play so much for 3 years now that it's, I don't know. I think it's just really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. No question about that. Now, were the three of you friends before you started the band?
Well, I was scared of Sage. No, okay. Not really. I had never met Sage, but Holly and I met in daycare when I was 5.
Okay.
And so Holly and I have known each other for a while, but
I didn't really know either of them.
Sage didn't know either of us.
Yeah. I knew who you guys were.
Music brought you together.
It did.
I would imagine you're pretty good friends at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. We're friends.
So you seem like the funny one, always telling jokes.
I like to think so.
and that was Morgan for all of our radio listeners out there that can't see. You guys ever still get nervous when you go up on stage before a show?
Sometimes.
I do. I mean, it's, once you get up there, it's muscle memory and you just kind of go. I mean, it's different performing in front of people you know instead of performing in front of tourists that you're never going to see again. Because if you mess up in front of the tourists, you're just kind of like, well, I'm never going to see you again, so that's too bad. But if you mess up in front of, like, we had to play in front of our school the other day. If you mess up in front of kids that you see every day, it's a little more nerve-wracking.
Yeah, because they'll comment about it the next day.
Yeah.
You have to see them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so you guys, do you have another, do you want to play a third song here, or is two is the limit this morning? Did you have two in mind when you came in?
We can do three.
We can do one more?
Okay, yeah, we're doing one more.
Okay, excellent.
Right.
The nice thing about playing so much is we can just pull one out of our back pocket.
Very true. All right. Blue Kentucky, keep on shining.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent job, ladies. We've got Prairie Wildfire in studio, two of the three anyway. Morgan Blaney, Sage Paulzer's here. Holly Qualm couldn't make it in this morning. You guys have a show coming up March 2nd. Go ahead and invite people out, time and place. Where is that show?
That is at the Occidental Hotel.
At 7, right?
At 7.
7 o'clock at the Ox on March 2nd. Don't quote him on the time. You might want to give a call and find out.
Yeah.
But on March 2nd, they will be at the Ox, and that's sort of the send-off show as they're going to record an album. Do you have a date as a release date yet on that album, or is
not
it just
yet.
Kind of once they put it together, you'll let people know?
Yeah.
We're hoping that we have it in hand by the end of May, beginning of June.
Okay.
So.
Excellent. Really want to have it in hand by the Bluegrass Festival.
Yes.
So.
And is that July? Is that when that is this year? Yeah. Okay, once again, Morgan Blaney, Sage Paulzer, Prairie Wildfire. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM, KBBS.